You're standing in the middle of a massive crowd. Your favorite band is playing. Everyone's entranced by the loud music. Someone probably spills a drink on you, but it's all right because you're having fun, right? That's what festivals are meant to be.
Sounds maybe a little overblown, but I really think events can change people's lives and they can change behaviour and they can change the way people think.
That's Gil Minervini. She's a festival expert and the director for Newtown Festival coming up in November. Name a festival in New South Wales and she's probably been involved somehow.
Well, the first thing is always about the audience experience, really, to be honest. That's why we do events. We're in the business of making sure that people have a good time or that the message that we're trying to get across, we get across well.
Think of the last festival that you went to, or it doesn't have to be a festival, maybe just a big event with lots of people. When you're all bustling into a squishy mob to get to the exit, what could you see left behind you? Rubbish. Lots of rubbish. Maybe even some of it was yours, or mine. Is that your fault? Maybe. But Gil doesn't think it's just your responsibility to do something about it.
I used to be the festival director for Mardi Gras and direct parties for 20,000 people that were having a good time. But in those situations when people are maybe altered in some way or whatever, I think then it's the responsibility of us as event directors and event producers to make sure that those more sustainable options are available to them.
For the Newtown Festival last year, all the cutlery from the food booths was recyclable. There were worm farms for some of the compostables and even a valet for people's bikes. But with all this stuff on offer, do people actually utilise it?
Can we change people throwing beer cans and stuff all over a site? No, not really. You can't make people do it, but you can offer them the alternative and you can definitely control what happens to the waste after the event. You can definitely control what's on sale at the event and the reciprocals and stuff that's on sale in. So by offering punters those sort of more sustainable options, I think we can change the culture. You know, we can offer more bins, we can make it more obvious about which bin to put certain things in.
If you're a Sydney sider, you're probably aware that it's Vivid time. Vivid is an annual event that lights up nearly every corner of the Sydney city. It's a huge event attracting lots of people from not just around the country, but from across the globe. There's a lot going on and a lot of things to consider when we're talking about sustainability. Like, how is the whole thing powered?
Hi, I'm Naomi Martin. I'm the Environmental Sustainability Manager at Sydney Opera House.
Naomi's also in charge of making sure that Vivid is sustainable.
Within the Opera House, in our events, we've taken a lot of time to try and reduce the amount of electricity we use, and in particular our lighting. We've reduced the electricity we use by 15% over the last 5 years. So, for example, all the lights in the concert hall are LED lights now, both the ones that light the audience and the ones on the stage. But also, acknowledging for Vivid, we're actually putting on a whole lot of extra lights on the external surfaces. We have taken the step of purchasing 100% green power, which means that we're supporting renewable energy and providing extra funding to renewable energy sources in New South Wales as part of our contribution to being carbon neutral.
And so how much energy are we talking about here? Like, how much stuff do you have to power?
So Sydney Opera House at full throttle uses about the same amount of electricity as the town of Bourke, which is 5,000 people. So we'll have 5,000 people in here and we're using a lot of electricity, you know, the same as a town. So that equates over Vivid Live to about 120 megawatt hours of electricity.
And because it goes over the course of a number of weeks, so that's a lot of energy. So how much did you consider about the length of time and how much projection was going on when you decided to purchase the Green Power?
So we have an environmental sustainability plan at the Opera House that involves reducing the amount of resources, being efficient in the resources that we use. And part of that is monitoring. And so we've got meters on our electricity use. And so we know how much electricity we use every half an hour, and we can graph it, and we can, you know, I guess play with that data. And that's how we collect that information. So we'll know the hours that Vivid Live activities are on, and we can look at what energy was used during the time that Vivid Live was on from the metering that we do. I loved a few years ago, we actually did try this with TEDx the first time they held it at the Opera House.
As Naomi and I were talking, I was thinking about all the things I might see at a festival. There'd be bins for allocating your rubbish, directions to where the buses are, food stalls, and people, lots of people, all with different things they want to see, all with different opinions, but one thing in common, the arts. The art world is where new ideas are celebrated and innovative things are made, shaped and enjoyed by many. So it makes sense that the art world and sustainability should go hand in hand.
Yeah, that was a really exciting moment. And with TEDx, the first time they held it at the Opera House, they crowdsourced the food that people ate on the day. And so the day before, they said, right, everyone bring the tomatoes you grew in your backyard. And you had a whole lot of people coming down with, like, you know, some parsley and some tomatoes and some potatoes. And then the ARIA chefs, who were pretty stressed about it, I think, like, then had to, you know, take all this pile of stuff and make it, you know, into food for the, you know, 2,000 people who went to TEDx. And I think it was an amazing sort of collaboration to, I guess, show how food can be grown local. And, yeah, that was a really exciting moment. And I think from there, with the Opera House and the food and beverage outlets, the restaurants, you know, do try and celebrate local food. They don't quite, you know, crowdsource their food because it was logistically quite challenging. But they do try and celebrate local foods and, you know, local suppliers in, I guess, their everyday offerings.
The arts industry is such a hub for ideas in terms of sustainability because I'm sure there's so many things that you've been able to devise here and that there might not necessarily be another platform for these ideas to come up and then think about things in other ways. Would you agree with that?
I think to make a more sustainable world and a better future, you need to inspire people. You can't do it by just telling them facts or by explaining what's bad. You have to inspire them about what could be, how they could be better and how we could all be better collectively. And that's what art does. It's about bringing people together to feel a sense of culture and also feel what we could do together. And working in an arts organisation enables you to think creatively about the way you do things and, I guess, communicate creatively as well. And part of the Vivid Festival, it's not only environmental but social outcomes as well. For example, I love that we've got Indigenous art and song lines being sort of projected onto the sails this year, and the food and beverage people have then creatively gone, okay, if we're talking about song lines in different parts of Australia, then let's actually celebrate the foods from that part of Australia. So we're celebrating bush tucker as well through the food and beverage outlets. You can buy bush tucker food that's special for Vivid.